Hi, I'm Sarah Polsky with The Real Deal, and recently I spoke with Chris Gray, Director of Preservation for GBG. GBG uses radar, sonar, and thermal imagery to collect data for use in renovation and construction projects. I talked to Gray about what his company has done in New York City, which has included work on New York City schools, the Chrysler Building, and the Guggenheim, and potentially an upcoming project at City Hall. Typically, Gray says, repairs at New York City schools end up costing several million dollars, but his company has made the renovation process less expensive by using technology to pinpoint where repairs are needed.
What we've been able to do is to go and take thermal images throughout the day. Then based on the thermal images where there's heat loss, we would then take radar definition of what was going on there. And we found out that the rebar has actually been wrongly set. And just by adding some rebar or adding some concrete has actually strengthened up the roof and saved the school district a huge amount of money.
Gray says his company is currently in the negotiation stage to do a project at City Hall.
They had the original drawings of where the chimneys were, and they're going to do a whole rehabilitation and put in and green the building and need to insert new members and new trunking, etc. And if they could locate where the original, where there are holes where things exist already, it saves digging holes in the building. So our job is to go around the outside of the building with our tools to find out where all the voids are, where the original chimneys went, locate those, and then if they still exist, and to scan information on whether they even existed at all. But if they do exist, it will be tremendous, because then they will be able to path everything that they're going to do to that building without bringing it inside the building.
City Hall officials said they could not comment on any projects for which they may or may not be in negotiations, but if GBG does do the project, it would start small.
But I think we were going to do a pilot project where we were going to do a specific area of wall, see what we could come up with, and if we came up with something which showed that it was definitely what they were looking for, then we were going to carry on and do the whole building.
Gray and his colleagues are starting to apply their experience dealing with green building in the UK to their work in the US, and more specifically New York.
We've worked in historic buildings for measurement and historic buildings for condition assessment for probably 40 or 50 years. What's happened is that the tools we use have now become mainstream, because in the UK, if you need to sell a building, you had to have a green audit. So you need to know the volume and the area of building extremely accurately, and need to know its emissions, and therefore correlate the emissions data with its volume data. And people actually need that information. And I think, given the current administration here and given the current looking at green, I think that's where we would think that the future lies here, that there will be a need to carry to get that kind of accurate data and do the same kind of audit over here. In the UK, if you live in we live in an environment where people want to keep buildings. And whereas over here, I think people are more cognizant of their own particular self-rights and what they can have in a building. If they want to knock a building down and it's a Frank Lloyd Wright building, then they're able to do that. In the UK, we expect that it has huge preservation, legal aspect, where you just cannot do that. Obviously, it saddens me when we see tremendous buildings when we lose them. But I think people are getting much more aware of that. And as I said, that falls in with the green and sustainability movement. It's not just about now keeping a building because it looks nice. It's a better thing to do. It just saves money and saves time.
The greenest possible choice, Gray says, is for developers to keep existing buildings rather than going ahead with new ones. And the more existing buildings there are, the better it is for GBG. Because the company works mostly with existing buildings, even in the middle of a recession, business is good.
Obviously, there will be downturn and everything, because there just won't be the money available. But the sort of work that will be done will be more focused on what we do than it will be towards new buildings.
This is The Real Deal. Thanks for listening.